Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If Jerry Jones produced this, bring in James Hamm of the Insiders. If Jerry Jones produced it, you'd still be interested in it?
Yeah, I mean, I know it'll be a fluff piece or all this other stuff, but you know, I love my sports history. There's not a lot outside of that Patriots 10 series doc. That's probably the only thing that I won't watch sports documentary related.
Did you see Shams' latest tweet, by the way? I'd like to read this to the class because it fits a conversation. From Shams Charania. Another one. The New York Knicks have requested permission to speak with Atlanta Hawks head coach Quinn Snyder, but were firmly denied. I love that the game now is not that they were denied, but that they were firmly denied. I think Sam Amick started that yesterday when he wrote an article about Dallas. He was like, they have been emphatically telling people Jason Kidd is going to be their head coach. Mm. I love this game, and I hope it continues. I hope they call Doug Christie. I hope we get to that point where they ask Doug Christie.
They call everybody else and they deny, and then Doug will be the one to accept. We'll be the one to lose our coach.
The Kings will be
Nick's
like,
legend. Nick's legend, Doug Christie.
Nick's legend.
That's right. That's right.
Nick, yeah, Doug will be quick to tell you he was there for the double nickel.
Oh, I didn't know he was there for the double nickel.
Doug was there for the 55. He was on the bench. He was on the bench.
He's on the bench.
That's why he had 55.
Sitting next to Herb Williams, learning about defense.
Yeah, he'll tell you that story.
We talked about this morning. The way the Knicks, I don't know how else to describe this. It's like they went to a hotel that has a couple rooms, right? And in one ballroom is a singles mixer, and in another ballroom is like a couples hangout. They went into the wrong room, and they're just wandering the room asking if there's anybody's wife that wants to go hang out with them now. Yeah. You're like, what are you doing? How embarrassing is four turned you down? That is just so incredibly embarrassing. And who's going to want to coach that team now? We know we weren't your first, your second, your third, your fourth. Were we even your fifth option? Or did you call the Lakers and see if JJ Redick was available. What about Mark Dagnall? Have you called OKC to see if he wants to come and dub? Weird.
I do love the idea that they're asking the analogy that they're just asking other dudes' wives for a date.
That reminds me.
It's hey, can I cut in? No, you can't cut in. This is my wife.
Get away from me.
That reminds me of the Snickers commercial that always cracks me up where the couples are having a game night and they're like, all right, you guys
swinger?
Want to switch? And the one girl thought they meant being swingers. And she's like, no, just switching teams.
You guys want to switch partners? Oh, yeah, just for the night. And didn't she take off her jacket just for the night or permanently?
She said something like, I've always been curious.
The only problem is that it's James Dolan calling. No, I'm okay. I'm okay over here.
Now, James, I will say this. I feel like, and there could be some like, maybe the coach is telling the team, the franchise, to say I'm not available. But to me, it's not as embarrassing. It's not really embarrassing at all to me if they're not giving you permission. Like, if the coaches were saying, no, I don't want to go there, that's embarrassing. But you can't seem to even get to that point because the teams are saying you can't even interview with them.
Yeah, the teams are usually, like, they're lockstep with the coach. I mean, they'll at least, like, say, hey, we just had this, you know, this ask. Like, our, you know, you're our guy. We're hoping that you want to be our guy, but are is there any interest in this? Because we're confused. Mm-hmm. And the coaches are saying, yeah, no, I'll pass. It's a good job. Like,
is it? I mean, it is. That's a tough job, though, no?
It's a tough job, but, you know, let's just say you walk in the door and, you know, you're able to add a couple of really nice rotational pieces in the offseason because you're a good team that, you know, could possibly win a championship. And you fill out the roster the right way, and you actually use the roster, and not just five guys like Tom Thibodeau did. So I think it's a good job as far as the talent level of the team. I mean, there are certainly worse jobs in the NBA.
Yeah, I think if I'm a coach, I'm always going to take my chance with talent, even if it's a championship or bust type deal. That's difficult, like you're saying, in its own right. But I think that's, and I know you're not saying this, but that's better than coaching the Wizards. Like, I'll take my chances with talent to try and win a championship. The thing about it that also makes it a little bit of a good job is with what happened to Boston, it feels like the East is even easier. And not saying like this, the Knicks are some big juggernaut or anything like that, but I'd much rather be a coach of a good team in the East than the West right now. Like, the West is, you don't know where you're going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you do have the talent in the Western Conference, the Knicks damn near guaranteed like a top three seed right now. Like, if we looked at the East right now,
yeah,
probably damn near guaranteed a top three seed.
Well, that, and I mean, I think all of us, like, coming into this season, we thought that the Celtics would be in line to repeat, right? And now they're not. Like, there is a clear runway right to the finals in the Eastern Conference if you make the right savvy moves here. Where the West, like, I don't know who's getting past OKC for the next 5 years. Like, there are going to be teams that challenge them for sure, and it's possible that they lose. But I also wouldn't bank on them losing a bunch of games or a bunch of their players. Like, they've established that roster and they have like a longevity to it that no other team in the league does. Everybody's under team control. You know, they're way underneath the salary cap. Like, they've done everything right. They still have first round picks rolling in. Like, the West is a lot more difficult to look at a finals appearance than the Eastern Conference at this point.
Matt, obviously, excuse me, James, obviously want to get your thoughts on Trey and all of that conversation, but I'm looking at a tweet from Matt George, and I'm curious if you had a chance to see what Peja Stojakovic said on the NBA Out of Bounds podcast regarding Rich Paul and De'Aaron Fox.
I didn't.
I'll read it to you. Yeah. I'll read it to you. Obviously, he said quite a bit, but I'll read. This is directly from Matt George's Twitter account, as obviously I haven't had a chance to hear the podcast as it came out while we're doing the show. It seems there was, this is speaking about the De'Aaron Fox trade. It seems there was a directive from his agent, Rich Paul, who played a key role and blackmailed the teams on which a player was supposed to get traded where. He brought Fox to the Spurs, and Zach LaVine, who is his player, brought him to Sacramento. By doing this, he's limited Sacramento from a business standpoint, stating that they get a bit more from his trade with Fox if they had the same discussion with some other teams in the NBA. strong words from Peja Stojakovic. Probably some words that don't really make sense in this conversation. I'm not sure that blackmailed fits into this. But definitely an interesting perspective from a guy who's not exactly on the outside. He's around the team. He might not be in the war room. He might not be a decision maker. But he's around people who do help make decisions for the Sacramento Kings. And I thought those were interesting remarks from Peja right there.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, this has been going on forever. Like, we can go back to the Kevin Martin trade, where the Kings were trading Kevin Martin to Houston, and they were supposed to get Tracy McGrady back. And the agent stepped in and said, Tracy McGrady's not going to Sacramento. He's going to New York. We already have something worked out there. And the Kings, like, tried to maneuver the trade, but lost. And in the end, Kevin Martin went to Houston. Tracy McGrady went to New York, and the Kings inherited the corpse of Larry Hughes, who was done playing basketball at that point, and they got nothing. And so you got some draft capital, but barely any. And so agents have been fleecing teams forever. You know, they want, not only do agents want their player to go to the right situation, but they want to go their player to go to the right situation for as cheap as possible, because they don't want the team that they go to be bad. They want their players to find success in their new stop. And so, again, in this trade here, there's so much left on the, like we've finished the De'Aaron Fox trade. We've moved past the De'Aaron Fox trade, the frustrations of what they got and what they didn't get. But, like, there were, like, really strong indications that if the Kings just, like, held their ground, they would have got Stephon Castle on that deal. Like, really, really strong implications of that on the way out the door. And then it's like, hey, no, he was always going to be here. They shifted the narrative really fast that Fox had called him and made sure that everything was okay. But that's not what we were hearing. We were hearing that, hey, like, Spurs are playing hardball, but at the end of the day, there's a very good chance they're going to end up with Castle. And it didn't happen. And instead, you get stuck with a bloated contract from a player that, again, is another Rich Paul client that was done in Chicago, didn't want to go back to Chicago, like the experiment was over. So, yeah, I don't know if blackmail is the right term, but, you know, let's, like, even if we go back in time to the Vlade Divac, we had a better deal 2 days ago. Like, they had a better deal, and the deal was with the same team. It was just they were getting two first-round picks instead of a first and a second, along with Buddy Hield and what Tyreke Evans and whatever else they got for Langston Galloway, I think, for DeMarcus Cousins. Like, but what happened was, as soon as the agent...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Found out that the Kings were talking to New Orleans. They called New Orleans and said, hey, look, we're not re-signing with you. So I wouldn't give up all that you're going to give up to the Kings. We're not signing with you. He's only going to sign with the Kings. He's got a $211 million contract worked out. So you do not trade for him. And so they went back to the Kings, and New Orleans went back to the Kings and, hey, they're saying he won't sign here. And so we're not going to give you all that we were going to give you yesterday. And that's when that deal happened, that they ended up getting one first-round pick and the early second-round pick that became Frank Mason, as opposed to two first-round picks from New Orleans. And so, yeah, agents have been part of trades and part of conversations like this forever. It's just, you know, you don't want to be on the wrong side of it. And clearly, it sure does feel like the Kings were on the wrong side of this one, at least for right now.
I'll push back a little bit on this notion that Stephon Castle was available. If the Spurs are the organization that everybody always says they are, why would they give up Stephon Castle in that situation? The whole situation. It's clear. Fox has said it a number of different times. People know people who have said this. Once again, Fox said there was no list. I only wanted to go to San Antonio. Whether he got traded somewhere else or whatever, it was probably a clear indication he's going to San Antonio come hell or high water, whether they trade for him or he signs as a free agent in a year or two. Knowing all this, why would the Spurs trade Stephon Castle in any deal?
I can just tell you that information came from Fox's camp. So,
well, I'm asking
take
you.
Take it for what it is.
But I'm
just asking you in the moment.
I'm asking you, why would they trade Stephon Castle? Why would do that?
They were bringing in another point guard, and Stephon Castle is a point guard, and he's a guy who needs a ball in his hands to play and to get the deal done.
Does that make sense? I just want to ask anybody, does that make sense? You're going to get this Fox guy come hell or high water. Why would you trade your second best asset to get a guy that's coming to San Antonio regardless?
The Kings weren't playing hardball. I don't think they knew that they were getting him come hell or high water.
Who didn't?
The Spurs.
Well, they were either getting him then or they're getting him a year and a half.
Can only get to San Antonio if Sacramento trades him.
He'll be a free agent in a year.
He's not getting the money that way.
That's why you
are far too dismissive of that money.
That's why they want to trade and get the trade done. But San Antonio, what does that have to do with San Antonio? What is Fox getting his money have to do with San Antonio?
Because if he gets traded somewhere else, he has to turn down the money just like he does in Sacramento.
And yes. Okay, understandable. And we've had this discussion before too. Is Fox like that? Where it's like we're just gonna give up. Did Stephon Castle win Rookie of the Year? I'm really.
He did.
We gonna give up the Rookie of the Year for Fox? I think San Antonio,
yeah,
we're going to give up the rookie of the year for De'Aaron Fox. We like De'Aaron is that vital to what we're trying to do?
They might have thought that. Like, De'Aaron's a 20-plus per game scorer. Like, he's already they I don't know. I'm not in the San Antonio room. Like, I
think that would be stupid. I'll just say that. That would be dumb to trade Stephon Castle in a Fox deal.
Well, I'll say this. The people at Clutch have no reason to tell anyone, hey, if you push harder, like, Castle would have been traded. There's no benefit in them doing that.
And this is all hyperbole, but the other thing that got him in trouble, the Clutch client was saying, I didn't want to do this if you weren't going to be here.
Yeah, that was after the fact.
Yeah, but he said, I didn't want
to
do this.
Yeah, he's not going to turn down a trade to the San Antonio Spurs because Castle's not there. And that's not what he said. He said, I want you to be a part of this. It wasn't, I'm not doing this if you're not here. That's not what he said.
Well, and I think we can also add this too. Like, Castle was an interesting prospect at the time, but he wasn't the rookie of the year. He wasn't the foregone conclusion of rookie of the year. Like, he really gained a ton of momentum in the final 6 weeks, most of which Fox was on the sidelines because he had his finger surgery. So, like, again, Castle at the time, like, looked like a ball player, but we're talking like 11 or 12 points a game. He really took a step after the trade and once Fox was there. And, like, it always comes down to this too. Like, if Castle is there, why exactly do you need Fox? If Castle is going to be
tune in this offseason, because you might not.
And if you know, Castle, if they were sure Castle was going to be that good, they probably wouldn't have traded for Fox at all. And they did. And, you know, again, that's not to say Castle's not going to be a really good player. I think he is. But I don't think he's going to be a guy who makes third team All-NBA or an All-Star game. Maybe he does. Maybe he develops into that. But, yeah, Castle, from everything I've heard, Castle was a possibility, and the Kings didn't push hard enough, or they chose to add in the Zach LaVine aspect of the deal, which again muddied the waters. And then the Bulls have to get something in the deal in order to make it work for them, and that's where a pick went to the Bulls as well.
And that's the part I always heard, was they didn't push that hard because they wanted Zach LaVine.
The Spurs would have. I believe, this is Kenny Caraway's, but the Spurs would have been stupid as hell. And I don't think that's a stupid organization to put Castle in that trade. I don't think Fox was going anywhere but San Antonio.
But he was only going there if Sacramento traded him. Like, that's the, I don't
think he would have went there in free agency. So if they would have.
He would have, but all I'm saying is, you're telling me he's going to turn down he's going to turn down the money of signing with your current team. He's going to willing, and we all know De'Aaron's different. Mm-hmm. So he's going to walk away from, I don't remember what the numbers, the difference are, 50, 60 million. He's just going to say, no, I'm going to San Antonio.
All indications.
In a year and a half, where, by the way, they just landed the number two pick. Uh-huh. You might not need him. Stephon Castle, so in this scenario, no trade's done, right? Mm-hmm. Stephon Castle wins rookie of the year. You're San Antonio. You might not even be needed. I've speculated that De'Aaron's not needed now. Mm-hmm. So, no, he's not going to San Antonio no matter what.
But
they clearly thought De'Aaron was important to what they're building. But so they made this deal. But remember, this is all before the number two pick, too.
Right. But the other point, the other aspect of that is, like kind of what Pager talked about, Rich Paul is telling anybody that he's not re-signing.
And that's fine. That's up to them. That's up to them. Because they fall into the Kings position. Okay, we like you. We're winning, and I'm assuming, you know, you look around, it's teams that are winning. You walk away from the extra money. That's fine. San Antonio's out. Mm-hmm. They don't need you no more. That Castle kid won Rookie of the Year. They got the number two pick the next year. They don't need you. So yeah, do what you need to do. I don't think they put themselves in a position where he might not even be needed. We operate like everything is going to stay exactly the same in 2 years. It's not. If De'Aaron is still a Sacramento King, mm-hmm. The Spurs have the number two pick. Steph Castle wins Rookie of the Year. Wemby's there. Is there any reason at all to entertain acquiring De'Aaron Fox right now?
Not right now with Dylan Harper. Or if
that's what I mean.
But if you're trying to push the timeline up, then yes.
But you're not pushing the timeline with De'Aaron. Like now, like right now. You're not pushing the timeline with De'Aaron. You're trading De'Aaron to push the timeline.
So you mean sign him as a free agent?
No, what I'm saying is, like, right now, the way things are right now, not in the hypothetical world, the timeline isn't moved up because De'Aaron's there and you got the number two pick and all of this.
The timeline is moved up because De'Aaron is there and you bring a KD. I said it yesterday. If you move De'Aaron Fox and get KD, timeline is on pause a little bit. I don't think you're winning a championship with a rookie Dylan Harper and a second-year Stephon Castle in your backcourt, even if you do get Kevin Durant. That's going to take a little while, and a third year.
What if you get Giannis?
Maybe. That's still a pretty young backcourt to go win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty young backcourt. But if you have
the age of OKC.
If you have SGA in his seventh season.
Well, I'm saying let's check that. But they're 24 and a half? What's their average age? 23 and a half?
I'm talking about years of experience, though.
Okay.
Years of experience. SGA... he's been around for a long time. Caruso been around for a long time. Dort been around for a long time. Jalen Williams and Chet are the youngest ones there. You're taking a whole team of Jalen Williams and Chet and saying win a championship. Not that they won't be good. Mm-hmm. They'll be a good team. But to say they win a championship next year with those many young guys, I think that's a little premature. But if you have Fox there now, which you do, Fox, Giannis or KD, and Wemby, yes, we're talking about a championship next year, potentially.
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about De'Aaron again.
Yeah, yeah. I'd also say, like, look,
I think I've grown to hate that man.
A lot of things could have changed between now and then. And, like, look, I think the biggest thing is that, like, Fox is now in a position where he might not feel real comfortable here in the coming months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Kevin Durant goes there, I would expect them to try to hold on to De'Aaron Fox because those two are really close. But
I also think you don't have to give up De'Aaron for Kevin Durant. Like, they have so many assets. I don't think you have to. Giannis is a different story, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going after Giannis, like, I don't see a way you do that without De'Aaron Fox involved.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can give up a lot of picks in order to get Giannis. They still have a bunch of picks. They still have the number two.
They got that Kings pick swap in 2031. And
valuable.
Man.
That'll be in there. Yeah, it's a mess, man. It's why, again, like realistically, I wish the Kings would have waited until the summer and let whoever was going to be in charge of this thing, like, take control. Because if not, like, I think that they're, like, I'm getting more and more to the point where I believe that the Sacramento Kings that we've seen on the court this year will look nothing like the team that we see next season.
Mm.
Like, this coming year, there's so many things out there right now that I wouldn't be shocked if almost everyone is traded. And we heard this with Scott Perry that, you know, it took him a year to completely flip the entire Knicks roster. I would not be surprised if that's where we're heading here with the Kings. And from top to bottom, like, I don't know who will be left when this whole thing is, when the dust settles. And I've said it, you know, last week, I said it again, you know, early this week, like, be prepared for some of your favorite Kings to not be Kings, because there's a very good chance that that's going to be the case. And it wasn't, you know, the Band-Aid was ripped off when De'Aaron Fox got traded. And if De'Aaron Fox, your best player at 26, 27 years old, if he can get traded, anybody on that roster can get traded. Everyone on that roster can get traded. There is no one on that team that was better than De'Aaron Fox, even in the, you know, at all. And that now we're to a point where, like, you're going to keep remaking this thing in somebody else's image. And, you know, Scott Perry doesn't have ties to any of these players. And he does have ties to other players around the league that he might want to bring in here because he thinks that they can help him win. And at the end of the day, that's what this is about. It's about trying to put a winning basketball product on the court. And what we saw last year was not a winning basketball product.
I love the idea of Scott Perry sitting down with Vivek Ranadive for this job interview going, look, I hate your whole goddamn roster. I can't stand
What if he just showed him clips? Here's me talking trash about Zach LaVine. Yeah. Now, let me scroll to this one. Here's me talking trash about DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't stand none of them. I'm going to attempt to trade all of them. Only hire me if you understand I'm going to attempt to trade every single one on your ass roster.
Here's a video of a T-Rex.
Hired.
That's Dolas. I don't want him here either.
Trying to figure out who Scott Perry likes and dislikes on this team is certainly certainly been fun this offseason.
It's just getting started.
It is. How does he feel about Trae Young? Who knows? But I'm going to ask James anyways when Dino and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, back here with our man James Hamm from the Insiders, 10 to 12 here on Sacramento Sports Leader. A couple of reminders. One, Game 3 of the NBA Finals coming up here on ESPN in just a little bit. Two, D'Lo and KC, a night with D'Lo and KC is taking place at Sky River Casino 1 week from Friday, June 20th. We'll be out on the patio at 32 Brew Street. No radio broadcast, no streaming broadcast. We're just going to hang out. Eat, drink, tell some story, have some fun, and hopefully have a few people out there with us that we might not normally be able to get on the show for something like that. So 7 to 9, 1 week from Friday, June 20th. Make your plans to be with us back at Sky River for the first time, I think, since November.
That sounds right, because it was a 102.5 night.
Yeah, we had the Veterans Day broadcast.
Yeah.
Then we had the mega broadcast with the wake up call and with KSFM, and I think that I'm pretty sure that was November. It might have been December.
Kings beat the Spurs that night in San Antonio.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Happy moment, I guess. Happy moment for Kings basketball. Hammer, there are all sorts of rumors regarding the Sacramento Kings and Trae Young. You talked about it yesterday on the Insiders. You had trade proposals yesterday on the Insiders. Since then, obviously, things continue to leak. Rumors continue to be had. And I don't know where we are with this Trae Young situation, but I'll ask you, do you like the idea?
I don't hate the idea. First of all, I think like Trae Young is probably miscast in the role that he's played the last, 8 years in Atlanta, 7 years, whatever it is. Look, I think he's a very good player and he's a four-time All-Star. He's only 26. He'll be 27. In September, something like that. He fits all the prerequisites. We're talking about a very, very good scorer. A guy who leads the NBA in assists and, someone who I think you can build around. But I also feel like, if you're looking at all the point guards available and we go through this list all the time, whether it's Trey or LaMelo or maybe Darius Garland, like all of these guys that are potentially available, Trey is by far the most accomplished. And he's also one that when he steps on the court, you instantly think of him at least in the same light as you do De'Aaron Fox as a 1A. I think Darius Garland can be a 1A. I think LaMelo can be a 1A, but Trey has been a 1A for a long time. And I also just look at the way that team is built. He's been forced to be a very inefficient and sort of just chucker for that team, because that's the team that they've built. And I think if he were here in Sacramento with Sabonis and with some other support pieces, you might be able to raise his shooting percentages greatly across the board. He's always going to be a bad defender. He's never going to be a lockdown anything. But I do think that you can get to a point where, as opposed to shooting 41% from the field and 34% from three, he's more like 45% from the field and 38% from three. And it's just because you can have him attack and have a lot more off-ball opportunities. And sure, the assist numbers would go down, but I'm pretty sure the 4.7 turnovers per game would also go down.
I look at his possible fit with Sabonis, and typically I want Trae Young to have like a lob threat, but I think him and Sabonis on the offensive end at the very least can make good music together, man. You know, you can do some dribble handoff stuff with Trey and Domas, and Trey not only being a three-point threat, but curling off that, like getting into the mid-range, getting into his floater, could potentially be unguardable in certain situations if those two work together. I'm obviously all for Trae Young deal, but I do understand the problems with having Trae Young here. You talk about him being miscast as a one. Trista talked about it yesterday. I'm aware of it. Still willing to take a chance, but he may not be a guy that's willing to take a backseat to anybody. You know, he may be a guy that if I'm just for argument's sake, Zach LaVine was really the guy that things should be ran through. Who's to say Trey wouldn't pout about it or whatever? I would like to think the coach that he's dealing with and just the what he's got going on may help him be more of a team player. But those are some of the things you worry about with Trae Young. Once again, I take a chance on all of that. I think getting him out of Atlanta, getting him here in Sacramento, he'd figure some things out. But I'm aware of the red flags.
Yeah, I would just say that Trey's a better player than anyone on the Kings right now. Like, people can argue with me about whether he's a 1A or not. Like, 24 people make the All-Star team, right? 12 from the East, 12 from the West. He's been one of those 24 players, like, four times out of his 8 years, 7 years in the league. So, like, look, this is a really, really good player. Like, you don't have to love his game. And it is a lot of, like, poor shot selection and weird stuff. But, again, he leads the league in almost 12 assists a game. And like with a really, really young team last year, like he's relying on a bunch of, and they went out and traded players down the stretch. Like they traded Bogdan Bogdanovic. They traded Hunter. Like they stripped down his roster. Jalen Jackson missed a bunch of time and he still goes out there and averages almost 12 assists a game. So yeah, I like him, man. I'd like to see what he looks like without, you know, I think the Kings need a rim runner. Like they really need to find like a 4 or 5 that's athletic, that can be a rim runner, whether it's for a guy like Trey or a guy like Malik Monk. But I also think that, you know, Domas in a pick and roll with Trey Young would be devastating, because Trey is more of a threat in the pick and roll than a guy like De'Aaron Fox. So, yeah, I don't know. And I've never been like a huge, huge Trey Young fan, but the other thing is, if he do go make that deal, which I do not think will happen, but if you do go make that deal, now it's on you to go get the forwards to play defense to cover for the fact that Trae Young doesn't play defense at all. And so again, from everything I'm hearing is that there were talks or at least framework of a deal, but that it does not sound like Scott Perry is enamored with the idea of adding Trae Young, who not only would come to your roster making like the same exact money as LaVine. So we're talking 46 and 49 million over the next 2 years. But the second he lands and the second the NBA calendar rolls over in July, he wants a new massive extension. And if you're wrong about Trae Young being a star and being your number one, you're in for a long, long haul, because it's going to be a full, you know, he wants a full 5 or 6 year contract extension that makes him like your franchise player.
And that's the beauty of having a live radio show and being on the air for 4 hours, is the evidence that Scott Perry doesn't like Trae Young is starting to mount, starting to turn into the OJ case. James Hamm is going to find a glove on his way to work to just solidify. Yeah, I don't think Scott Perry likes him. So I'm going to ask you, James, as if you're Scott Perry, and you answer as James Hamm too. If not Trey, who? Who fits Sacramento better that is a realistic target for Sacramento than Trey Young?
Well, I definitely, like, we're hearing that Darius Garland is a guy that that Scott Perry might really like. We know that he likes LaMelo Ball. You know, outside of that, we start, you know, I guess it depends on what our criteria is, right? I think we all started with the idea that the Kings need a top 15 point guard. And I think it happens pretty quickly where you start running out of players that might be available that fit that. LaMelo, I think, has the opportunity to be a top 15 point guard. Whether he is right now or not is kind of tough just because he plays for a team that's horrible and his stats are inflated because of that. I think Trae Young is clearly a top 15 point guard. He's probably a top 7 point guard in the NBA. I think Darius Garland's probably a top 10 point guard in the NBA. So that's where I'm kind of sticking with that group. And you're hoping that you can go out there and figure out a way to land one of these guys, but nothing says that any of these guys are going to be available. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, and nothing says that the Kings are going to outbid other teams. And so that's always a problem. I just think that, you know, again, when it comes to Trey, he might be the most available out of all of them. Although I do know that the Ball, like, you can get Ball you out of Charlotte without any question. It's going to cost you, but you can. And then Darius Garland really comes down to, like, can the Cavs find a team to take on some of these other contracts that they made mistakes on that would help reduce their luxury tax dollar, their like considerably over the not only the luxury tax, but I believe they're over the second apron. Yeah, let's see, for this year, they're $218 million right now as it stands. And that's without, you know, Ty Jerome back under contract, but that's not a good thing for them at all. Like, I don't know what exactly the luxury tax, like the first and second apron, are going to be at, but they probably need to shave 15, 20 million, get closer to 200 million just to be in the ballpark of not being a second apron team. And that's not going to be easy to do.
Do you believe Scott Perry and these BJ Armstrong, whoever else is in the front office, is looking at this offseason as an opportunity to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go out and get a big-time guy like a Trey, a LaMelo. Darius Garland, maybe a half notch below that. But do you think they're looking at this as an opportunity with knowing that you have to move DeMar and maybe some other things to say, hey, we need to be aggressive and go big game hunting? Or are they content with, hey, we'll just play this year out as much as we can and, you know, we won't rush this thing? How do you think their approach might be?
No, they're gonna try to to flip this roster as quick as possible. Like, at least that's what I get. When you look at, you know, some of the flexibility that they have right now, a lot of that flexibility goes away. Like, we always talk about DeMar DeRozan's contract. If you don't have DeMar DeRozan's contract, if you wait until next year, and even if you you opt to only take, like, you opt out of the extra year and you only pay him $10 million for next year, well, once you do that, you can't trade him. You can't trade the $10 million buyout. You can trade him as a $26 million player. But the Kings need that $26 million, $25 million cap space to trade. They do. Like, one of the problems they had 2 years ago was they got to a point where they ran out of players. You know, Harrison Barnes was a free agent. They had Trey Lyles was still a free agent. They had all these players that they wanted to bring back. But they didn't have any players under contract to go trade. And they also didn't have cap space to go and make some major move without saying goodbye to those players. So you could have, you know, just dumped, you could have waived your rights to Harrison Barnes and had his Larry Bird rights go away, but also his cap hold. Mm-hmm. But until you did that, until you had a replacement, you couldn't do it. And then they end up going back to Harrison and working out a deal, right? So, like, sometimes just the value of having a $25 million player, whether he's good or not, whether he fits your system or not, it doesn't matter, because you're going to need that $25 million if you're going to go out and trade for a $30 million player, or if you're going to add Valanciunas' contract, and next thing you know, you're up to 35 and you can maybe trade for a $43 million player. Hmm. Like, you have to have those contracts, which is one of the reasons why they brought back Harrison Barnes on that deal. What was he making, like 17, 18 and 19 million? And it was very specific because they wanted to make sure they had a trade chip on their bench that they could actually move, which is why not only did they tell him that was the idea, they signed him. Harrison's like, heck yeah, I'll take the 50 something million bucks. That's fine. But then once we got into the season, it was almost like right away that Harrison Barnes' name starts coming up as possible trade targets for teams. And it's because they had signed him with and were honest with him at the time, I believe, and told him, hey, look, we may look to move you, but at least you'll be financially secure when we move you.
Yeah, it sounds like, Hammer, go back to what you said to start this conversation. Scott Perry took a year to flip the New York Knicks and turn them into something else, and that might be something we see over the course of the next 30 days, something that we see leading into February, something that we see over the next year is a new version of the Sacramento Kings. I think a lot of fans will be left wondering, though, what does that look like? Is this the, you know, Tyler Jennings, give me prospects, and what was the other word he used?
Potential.
Give me prospects and potential, or is this how can we retool this lineup a little bit to become a more competitive team and maybe open up our window a little bit? We have no idea, because as previously established, we have no idea what Scott Perry thinks of anyone on this roster.
Nope.
No, I think we I have an idea on a couple of players. What he feels.
Well, one of them was on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them you can download like and subscribe if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, but I may or may not have had conversations with people around the team, and like I know that there are players that he likes, but at the same time, like there's a difference between liking someone and okay, so here I'll make it this way. This is, I think this works, right? So you buy a new house, right? But it's not a new house. It's 10 years old. You go into the house and you love everything inside the house, except for you don't like the countertops. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to give them a little bit of time and see if they grow on me. But there's a good chance I'm going to wipe out those countertops here. And that's where I think you walk in and you start working on the countertops and say, okay, I can't deal with this. But then once you pull the countertops, you're like, okay, I don't like the backsplash and I kind of want a different sink and, you know, go with one of those new farmer sinks that everyone seems to love. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you're like, you know what? Does the paint color really match? Do I love the paint on the cabinets? You know, I'm more of a light wood, not a dark wood cabinet guy. Maybe I should have the cabinet stripped down while I have this. So next thing you know, you buy this house and it doesn't look anything like the house that you bought. You're sitting there making one adjustment after another until it doesn't look anything like the same house. It's just playing the same building, you know, put on the same uniforms the other guys put on. And so I would say that like, there's a difference between loving a player that you drafted and a difference between really liking somebody that you inherited on a roster. Mm. You don't have the same tie to it. It's not something you built with your own hands. It's not something you chose when you were picking out the colors for the house. Mm. It's something that someone else chose. And now you're the one who's got to figure out a way to change it. And I wouldn't doubt that, like, I don't know if we'll see like a full roster swap in 2 years, but I also wouldn't be shocked if we do. I could see all three of your big three being gone by the time we get to mid-July
this year.
Yeah
Scott Perry better be like James Hamm if he's gonna do that much construction. he better show up to the Golden One Center with a hammer and a drill like James did,
straight up.
That's the only way.
Did do that.
Hammer, game three of the NBA Finals tonight. What are you thinking about this one?
Man, it's a big one. I kind of feel like if OKC comes out and plays the same game they did last time, we're all going to start feeling like the series is over. I think that the Indiana is going to come out swinging. You know, they've been really good at home and, you know, their crowd is going to be ridiculous. And I think that, you know, they're ready to compete tonight.
Do you agree with me in the aspect that I think if Indiana wants a chance to win this series, they have to win both of these games at home? If they split and give OKC back the home court advantage, I just don't see them winning another game in OKC. I feel like they got their one in OKC. If they want to win the NBA Finals, I think they got to win these next two games. If they don't win one of the next two games, I think it's OKC in the driver's seat again.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, you're going to have to split these two home games for sure, and you'd hope that they do better than that, but, man, OKC is tough. I would not be totally surprised if when my partner Kyle gets back next week, this is a 3-1 series and it's almost over. And that the Thunder almost champs. But like this is like the put up or shut up moment, right? And I think that every time we underestimate Indiana, they come back and they do something unexpected. And I think there is a possibility of like what we saw where Minnesota just ran over the Thunder for one game. We could still see that. And so, like, I'm not going to count out the Pacers from at least winning one of these two at home, but I don't think they'll win the series.
Yeah, we need, we were talking about this earlier, Hammer. I don't want to say it all comes down to Pascal Siakam. It doesn't all come down to Pascal Siakam. But if Siakam plays like he did in the first two, yeah, this series isn't worth discussing. They had 34 point paint points in both game one and game two. That's not going to be good enough. You got Pascal Siakam and you got Miles Turner down there. You're going to have to find a way to make things difficult for that Oklahoma City Thunder defense. Right now, Oklahoma City Thunder defense is making your life miserable. That's the stat. That's the number one stat I'm watching tonight. The more that they're able to do inside, the more I think those threes will be a little bit more open. Maybe they fall at a greater clip than they did in game two. Maybe they find themselves shooting like they did in game one, and all of a sudden, maybe you're not winning on a Tyrese Halliburton finish, but maybe you have an opportunity to win that game late. They obviously have to keep themselves close. They can't continue to hang their hat on being this miracle basketball team of destiny. They've got to put together a 48-minute game, which they haven't done yet this series.
Yeah, and I honestly think it all starts with Halliburton. Like, they're just like, someone is physically holding on to him the entire game, and he's not being able to shake Wiggins or like, name that player, whether it's Dort or Caruso, or why am I drawing a blank? The kid that's starting now, that, oh, Cason Wallace. Like they're just limiting everything. And that's why we're not getting a bunch of lobs and a lot of like breakdowns in the key. It's because Halliburton can't get to the key. He can't get inside the 3-point line on most possessions. So what I would like to see is Indiana throw a bunch of really, really hard screens at the Thunder and see if you can free up Halliburton to move around with a little bit more like fluidity. And if he can move around, number one, you'll get the buckets at the rim, but you'll also see that those 3-point shots open up. I really think that, like, it's tough for Siakam to be Siakam when Halliburton can't be Halliburton. You know, Halliburton has to be the guy, and he's got to break down that Thunder defense the best he can. And then he's got to orchestrate this thing. And if he can do that, I think they've got a shot.
Well, we'll be back here with James Hamm tomorrow at 10 a.m. We got the NBA Finals coming up here in just about 30 minutes on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RIP Ananda Lewis.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.